Aleishur, Chelek Aleph, Shin Chaf Beis. The third chapter. Kol ha'avodah ha'nisgava shezichiras ubirei v'ideasoi, the exalted avodah of remembering the Creator and knowledge of Him, al kol madrega yiseya, with all of its different levels, miyusedes al ha'sechel, it's based on one's mind, shehu, kedvere ha'rambam umvoyim b'fer kodem, the mind which, as the Rambam pointed out, and we cited his words in the previous chapter, Hadibuk hativ'i ben ha'adam levavo. It's the natural interface, the connection, the attachment between man and his creator. And the Rambam wrote, V'hareshus nesuna lecha, it's up to you. Im tirtze lechazek hadibuko, if you wish to strengthen that natural connection, ta'ase, you can do so. V'im tirtze lechalishoi, if you wish to weaken it, ta'ase, you can do that too. Hare kol avodas hazechirai, the entire avodah that we're referring to as remembering the creator, lechazek, to strengthen that which is naturally there, to cultivate it, to nurture it. The entire Torah is built on Hashem's closeness to us. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, you are close to us. The root of the Jews' neshama is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it stems from Him. He is close to the Torah, and is in his interaction and providence. The Eben Ezra in his commentary to Tehillim writes, Kariv ata yoiser mikol kariv. You're closer than anything which can be close. The closest possible closeness. Hayesh tziyuru musal kivazi. Is there any illustration we could use to describe this closeness? Nonetheless, the Jew doesn't easily sense and ascertain this closeness to the point where he's constantly got the memory of HaKadosh Baruch in his mind, and to the point where you can discern movements in his situation between remembrance and forgetfulness. It's not easy. Ulam, what undermines us over here is a small-minded perspective on ourselves, as if it weren't within our capability to stand, to live before the Creator. That's the one aspect. And furthermore, a love for the world, an attraction for the world that prevents us from a deep gaze behind the superficial. Al ze kosev Maran Ramchal alav shalom b'derech etz chaim. This is what the Ramchal addresses in Derech Etz Chaim, and he writes as follows: Hen lazeis charedaya v'tzovach ki kruchya hakadosh Hashbi. This is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was so concerned about and cried out over b'tikunav tikun yud v'zul shani. This is what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai writes, Vailun livnei nasha, woe to man, v'kut shabrichu asui me'oin begalusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, is bound with them, incarcerated with them in the galus. Va'ifen koi v'choi v'cholei, so here the Ramchal is, or the Rashbi is playing on the Pasuk describing Moshe as turning this way and that way, not seeing anyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, looks this way and that way and doesn't see anyone seeking him. Each person going in his own way, in their business affairs, in their involvements and affairs, everybody is busy. And then he writes, if a person doesn't think about these matters, then it is extraordinarily difficult to reach perfection. But one who does think about these matters is very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh bazeh rak derech achas. There's one path over here. Hi darekoi shel Avraham Avinu alav ha'shalom. It's the path of Abraham. Liyos chazak me'od b'ratzon nizkarev le'borei. To be exceptionally strong in one's desire to be close to the Creator. U'chol Hashem yischazek adam v'hoilech. The more the person strengthens this desire, the more certain he can be that he will succeed, Be'ezras Hashem. Davar ze megaleh haramban besof parashas boi, bedaberoi ala emunah. The Ramban reveals this at the end of parashas boi when he speaks about emunah. He writes, "Vezeika vanasam b'masham ruzal." This is what Chazal meant when they said as follows: "Vayikreu el Elokim bechuzka." They quoted this pasuk in Yaina, Perik Gimel. The sailors called out. Not the sailors, rather the people of Nineveh. They called out to God, bechuzka, literally with strength. Mikan talmed shetfilat zecha koil, and this is a source to indicate that tefillah requires one's voice to be heard. Chatzifa natzach levisha. Chatzufa, a certain brazenness, defeats evil. And similarly in Aruch, he says in the brackets, Erech Chatzaf, when you look up that root, which normally we translate as being insolent, chutzpah. But in its positive sense, he writes, Chatzuf nitzach lara. The Chatzuf, the one who has this positive insolence, can defeat the evil. And the author writes, Bashe ilichoa yipole. Initially, we are surprised. Matisif rememus akol bitfila. Why is it that one has to raise one's voice? Einavis borach alo le'emuna shebalev. Surely Hashem's eyes look into one's emuna in the heart. Megale haramban al pi Yerushalmi esod hachizuk. The Ramban is really using the Yerushalmi over here. He's speaking about this chizuk, this idea of strengthening one's desire through the voice. It overcomes a small-mindedness, v'sarifyoin, and one's weakness, u'ma'amid es ha'adam lifnei Hashem ha'mash, and places the person in front of Hashem. V'chein yisa b'shabes kuf yutes, we have a similar statement there. Kol ho'ine omen b'chol koichoi daika. The person who answers amen, and the Gemara says b'chol koichoi, with all his strength, not just kavanah, but in terms of one's voice, v'yishilu sh'arigan eden. Ki zehu soida emunah b'chizuk ha'gamur. That's this concept of emunah with strength, b'chol koach adam, with one's entire being, liftoach sheri gan eden. Avraham Avinu alav shalom nikra a son. Chazal say that certain places in Tanakh where it refers to a son, that's a reference to Avraham Avinu. Yosad al seid chizuk es kol darkoi v'chipus ames b'avodas emunah. His entire path in searching for truth and the avodah emunah was founded on this idea, this concept of chizuk, of strengthening his will to draw near to the Creator, to the point we earned the distinction of being the chariot, so to speak, of the Shekhinah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemoy Alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated his name upon him, Elokei Avraham. Zeu Soid Oim Ani Choyma. That's the idea, the concept behind this phrase. We have it in Hoishanois, Oim Ani Choyma, I am a nation that is like a wall. Shedibar Nalav Gua, we spoke about that concept earlier. Be'emes Kol Adam Makir Saborei Yisborach. Every human being recognizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Afilu Kol Ba'al Chai Makiroi Kfi Kocho. Even living beings, in accordance with their limited ability, of course, living creatures, recognize Hashem. Ka'amur, as the Pasuk says in Boruchi Nafshi, HaKifirim She'agim LaTorif, Ulvakeish me'el ochlam, they roar, and so to speak, ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their prey. Ach hakara zoi chavuya b'lev adam, but this recognition is latent within the heart of man. Ve'eina mevi'ato l'shinu darkoi, it doesn't bring to a change, a fundamental change in the way that a person lives. Ve'rak ba'is sakanan l'ra'ay mizgalait, and he becomes revealed when a person is exposed and subjected to terrible danger. Hu masheru'im, it's what one sees, b'nei adam k'ir'im bis'oim bis'fila b'sakana g'dola, that people subjected to sudden terror begin to daven. Av shem olam liyadu mitefila, even though they've never had any experience of davening, they don't know about it. V'chosav ha'chavois ha'lebavois b'sha'a teshuva perek vav, chavois ha'lebavois writes, aval oifen he'ara yel echad me'ar ba'advarim, it's describing one of four ways in which Hashem addresses the person. Echad mechoizek hakaras adam es eleikav. Again, this idea of choizek hakaras, the strength, intensity with which a person recognizes his God. Hari hakol talui bazeh. It all depends on this. Ad kama chazakahi hakara zoi. How strength is this recognition of Hashem? Shaloi tisher amuma v'chaviyah. So that it doesn't remain latent, hidden within oneself. Mibli shetavi es adam lidei maaseh. Without bringing the person to change, hishtanus v'yisalus, to change, to develop, to grow. כל 15 מדרגויס, אשר רבינו יונה עליו השלום מוינה בדעס אליקים, the five levels we described in the previous chapter, five aspects of knowledge of Hashem that רבינו יונה lists, אינן משנס חסידים. These are not just for great חסידים, for great people, אלא ממעלס הכלל ישראל. It's part and parcel of being a Jew. אשר כל אשר בשם ישראל יכונה מושש בלכוס. Anyone who is called a Jew, anyone who is called ישראל, is already מצד נפשי, is already rooted in הקדוש ברוך הוא. אבל מתוך רפיון אי אפשר לגשת לדעס הבריא. But again, one can't approach this project of knowing הקדוש ברוך הוא from רפיון, from a weakness, from a laziness. וכמאמר עשר פסוק במשלי, as the פסוק in משלי פרק בייס expresses it, אם תבקשנה חכוסף, if you seek it like silver or like money, וכמטמונים תחפשנה, search for it like treasures. And these are activities that people pursue with great energy, and great passion. Az tovin yiras Hashem v'das Elokim timtza. Then you can hope to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'adam Yisrael karev el HaBoreis Baruch mitzad shoresh nishmaso. A Jew is close to the Creator because he's rooted in him, or mitzad mitzvoisav, and because we're involved in mitzvois, which brings us close to him. ומשנה קרבה יש לתלמיד חכם בסר עשוי. התלמיד חכם is even greater close to Hashem because of his involvement in Torah, בספיל עשוי, והגיע עשוי במוסר ומידויס, and through his תפילה, and his toil in מוסר ומידויס. ועל כל זה, over and above all of this, להגיעה מיוחדת וזקוק, he still needs special toil כדי להכיר אסבורוי חי עולמים, to know his creator, לראויס עצמו בחוש עומד לפנו יסבורך. To tangibly sense ourselves standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu ולזכות אמן, to remember him constantly, כלומר, להימצא במצב של קיבת מדיס אליו, to be in a state of constant closeness to him. והראיה החויסכס שלא שנייה כאן משנס חסידים, the clear proof that we're not, Rabbeinu Yonah wasn't addressing only חסידים, that these concepts are applicable to everyone, is this, הסעיף הראשון בשולחן ערוך, the very first item in Shulchan Aruch, Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tomid, a place Hashem before me constantly, hu klal gadol b'tira. Harei zoi hadarga ilina b'das elokim sh'Rabbein Yonah alav ha'shalom muneh. This was the highest level of knowledge of Hashem that Rabbein Yonah enumerates. Ve'oisah kava ha'rama la'seif ha'rishon shu b'Shulchan Aruch. And the Ramah puts it as the very first, his introduction to Shulchan Aruch. עלינו לעמוד כאן בנקודה אחת הטעונה בירור. We have to address one point that requires clarification. כל דברינו במאמר זה אמורים לתלמיד חכם. We are speaking to a תלמיד חכם, כלי מלא בתורה, a person who's full uses terminology earlier, כלי מלא, a vessel filled to the brim with תורה, הזהיר אף מרגעים של הקנוס, a person who avoids even moments of emptiness. ועשם לפניו תמיד דברי התסוס בסייטה. These are the words of Tesus that we cited so many times. And the תמיד חכם is aware of this. סתם תמיד חכם. A general תמיד חכם. A regular, or an ordinary תמיד חכם. A default תמיד חכם. תרסוי ומנוסוי. Torah is occupation and preoccupation. ואין הולך דלת עמויס בלי תירה. It doesn't walk as much as דלת עמויס without some thought. והנה תורה היא רצון השם. תורה היא זהו לב השם. ואין לך קרבה סלוקים גדולה מעסק התורה. That's the greatest closeness to השם. מה שייך איפה לדרוש מתלמיד חכם להסמסה לדעס אלוהיקים? So then what are we demanding over and above the knowledge the תלמיד חכם has? What are we demanding of him to devote himself to knowledge of השם? ועלו תרסו ומנוסוי, that's his occupation. עד דעסיס להכי נעמה במילסה. Once we hear, let's address this. נחזורנה עוד הפעם אל אברהם אבינו עליו השלום. Let's return to Abraham, שהוא מרי דשמטס עד הכרה סבוירי. He is the master of knowledge of Hashem. שהרי, as the Midrash tells us, בן גימל שנים הכיר הסבורי, he came to know his creator at a young age. הכרה זו מבאר הרמב״ם בפרק א' עבודה זרה. The Rambam describes it, כיצד היה משיטט בדעתו עד שעמד על האמס. אברהם אבינו spent much effort until he ascertained the truth. והנה די בזה גדולתו של אברהם אבינו עליו השלום להכיר הסבוראי כשהוא יחיד בדורו. That would have been sufficient to mark Abraham as great, to know he's great in that generation. אבל הנה עיסא ביום החפחס, but there's a famous Gemara in Yoma that tells us he went much further than just knowing his creator. It says, קיים אברהם אבינו כל התורה כולה, אפילו עירוב תבשלין. ולא ימצינו ידינו ורגלינו להבין זה. We found this utterly perplexing. Eich efshar la'amod al kol Torah. How is it possible to ascertain the entire Torah ad shelo nitna, before it was given? Uv midrash tanchuma parashas vayigash mevo'ar meheichan lamad avraham avinu Torah. The midrash there asks, how did he learn the Torah? Vamusham me'atzmoi lamad Torah. He learned it from within himself, of himself. Dvarim aflim, it's still perplexing and wondrous. V'inei kasher avraham avinu alav shalom hikiras bor'oi. What we see is that when he knew his creator, lo yistapek be'akaras hichlis levad. He didn't leave it at the level of an intellectual appreciation. His path was strengthening his will constantly to draw near to the Creator, as we explained. When he knew his Creator, he made the next step. He understood that he has to serve the Creator. That this is the only worthwhile objective and project in this world, to be constantly close to Hashem. To strive to be a chariot for the Shekhinah every moment of his life. Let's follow the footsteps of Abraham to be attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu without cessation. Try to appreciate what it means to be devuk in HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Yesh kan ma'avak al kol rega. We're talking about a struggle every single moment. Nisayon bechol tnu'a. A nisayon with every gesture. Keitzad amad Avraham Avinu bechol zeh. How did he withstand this? A life committed to a constant conception, a constant closeness and awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How does one do that? Baruch she'etzech lispalel bischilas kol yoyim b'emtzei so v'sofoi. It seems clear that he would have to daven at the beginning of every day, in the middle of the day, at the end of the day, in order to entrench this God consciousness. He certainly would have made knots, as people do to remind themselves of certain things. You tie a knot. So he would have made certain knots to remind him of the Creator. Here the author is already hinting to Tefillin Shel Yad. ובוודאי המציא לעצמו איפנים לשעבד הסליבוי ומוכי לבורא. He might have invented various methods of subjugating his mind to the Creator, תפילין של רויש. ובוודאי אחרי ימי יגיעה במקנה, after days of toiling with the flocks, היה מוכח לנוח יום אחד להסחדש בקדושה, he found that he needed to rejuvenate himself in order to renew the קדושה, concept of Shabbos. The author is trying to trace to us how this commitment to a constant God consciousness leads to a commitment to certain mitzvot, which we have in the form of Tefillin Shiliyah, Tefillin Shirosh, Shabbos, Tefillah. That's just an illustration. The author says, "Hen kol ele einam ela tzirim klushim." These are just mere illustrations, very pale illustrations. Me'avoydaseh shel ha'adam ha'gadol ba'anakim. Of the avoider of this giant among people. The truth of the matter is that it is much deeper, immeasurably deeper than what we're describing in the previous paragraph. Nonetheless, our intention is to say, the root of the Torah, all the mitzvot, is really the closeness between the person and his creator, and therefore one who earns this closeness can ascertain from this closeness to Hashem the entire Torah. I can get insights into the Taryag Mitzvois. That was the path of Avraham. Through his struggle to maintain a constant God awareness, he ascertained and understood the Torah. Adkan.